Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as wring those socks out one more time. Looks as though we're about to hit a stretch of some dry weather. Mm. So maybe, and that's statewide. So hopefully everyone will get a chance to recover and get things cleaned up and look forward to a better day. Speaking of a better day, hunting season's not that far off, really, if you think about it. Look at the calendar.
Right.
And to that end, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor, Tom Claycomb III. We call him TC3.
Right.
And he's going to be joining us talking about some of his pre-hunt preparations, along with some suggestions on how to make sure your knife is sharp and have the proper blade,
right,
as well as he's going to be presenting seminars at the 4th Annual GATGO Expo in Tyler. That's God in the Great Outdoors, coming up July 12 through the 14th. So we'll touch on that, plus a whole bunch of other things that are coming up. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as we mentioned at the top of the program, looks like we're going to have some, it looks like we're going to have some dry weather coming up. But what's really interesting is when I look at the AccuWeather forecast, and I do many times each day.
Yes, I know you do.
You know, and I'm looking at temperatures and rain prospects beyond that three-day window that they say that they're really got.
Right.
They don't even have that. But the temperature changes are amazing. And it's not just that news and that weather service. Mm-hmm. It's all of them.
Oh, I know. I had the other morning, totally unexpected, I mean, there's a really good thunder shower. I'm, what? Then I go to the app and it says, you know, rain this afternoon. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, it's raining right now.
Well, it just goes to show that the old Texas expression of, if you don't like Texas weather.
Yep, just wait a minute.
There you go. Yep. Absolutely. Texas Parks and Wildlife has added 31 new game wardens and 10 state park police officers to this year's cadet class that graduated May 31st. Following 8 months of training, the newly commissioned state peace officers were recognized during a special ceremony, and the graduates will get their new career stations in counties and state parks throughout Texas. Go to Texas Parks and Wildlife or tpwd.texas.gov and look under the news section.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Amazing the number of women.
Ah, okay.
Okay. The number of the places that they're going to be have their first assignment, you know. And for both State Park as well as our game wardens. And congratulations, and we really do appreciate you and those that are preceding you for what you do for wildlife and wild places.
Well, and more than that, too, because, I mean, those people are really more trained than probably any other law enforcement group, including the FBI. I mean, it's amazing the training they go through.
Yeah. Get an FBI agent going, follow that trail.
Yeah, right. Right. Here, help me with my boat. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What you got in the way of national
news?
There's
a deer caught in the barbed wire.
Right.
Well, stuff. Let me get through my list. There's a lot of stuff out there. This past week, the National Shooting Sports Foundation rolled out their Gun Storage Check Week as a way to remind millions of gun owners like us to review your firearm storage practices. Despite many gun owners storing their firearms securely and responsibly, there are still far too many firearms accidents as a result of unsecured firearms. Many of these outcomes can be prevented by gun owners taking the steps to make sure it's secure, is the program. During this inaugural Gun Storage Check Week and beyond, we encourage everybody to review your firearm storage practices, improve them if necessary. No gun owner wants their firearms in the hands of someone who may do harm to themselves or others. So that's a good program.
Yeah, and just have it instantaneous. In fact, I actually thought about that a couple of weeks ago at the Texas Outdoor Writers Association conference and their Excellent Craft Awards.
Right.
Picking up the awards for the magazine, radio show, you know, individual awards for part of the team. And at the end of the night, I was the big winner and was awarded a firearm.
Ah.
And so I go up to get it, and they pull out of the box, and Larry Wysoon hands it to me. As soon as he hands it to me, I rack the action just to check.
Of course.
I mean, it's just automatic, and I'm going, there have been others that have been handed firearms at this event before, and I don't remember them ever cycling.
Right,
you know?
And that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody goes, hi, it's empty, and hands it to you, Mr. Baldwin, you check it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you do, you know?
Yeah.
And they're doing, well, it's not his responsibility. They said the gun was clear.
No.
You know, the final responsibility goes to whom has their hands on it.
Absolutely. You know, a lot is being made about what Biden is or is not doing when it comes to Second Amendment and gun control, you know, and things of that nature. And, of course, then there is the shining example north of our north border.
In Canada. Right.
Under Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, law-abiding gun owners have experienced the largest, most sustained, and unprovoked attack in recent memory, according to an article in Ontario-based Farmers Forum. The Canadian government will spend an additional $30.4 million on top of the almost $42 million already spent on Prime Minister Trudeau's firearm confiscation scheme that has resulted in zero firearms being turned in. However, the gun control debate could finally be settled for three reasons. First, previous gun bans have noticeably failed, and most recent bans on modern sporting rifles failed as well, while crime worsened and murder is the highest rate in 30 years. Second, sources of guns illegally used in crimes are better understood after legislative debate and testimony that shows law-abiding gun owners aren't the problem. And finally, private-made firearms or so-called ghost guns remain legal while the government wasted money chasing MSRs. Crazy.
Crazy.
We are in the midst of...
CCA.
Star.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And looking at this week's leaderboard, it's pretty sparse. There's a lot of blanks.
Well, maybe maybe they're waiting for school to get out.
School is out.
Oh.
We're in June. no trucks have been given, four trucks in the redfish tag. No fish have been brought in for the blue tag division. In the inshore division, this is the adult,
right?
3-pound, 12-ounce sheep's head. Congratulations, you're on the leaderboard. It won't make it to the finish.
It won't. Yeah,
okay,
right.
Kim Bowman and the gaff top, 5 pounds, 1 ounce, and Rayfield Connolly, the third black drum. Y'all need to keep fishing. then in the star kids, gaff top is the only fish that they're catching, that kids are catching.
All right.
And clay shot leads with 5 pounds even. In the star teens, sheep's head, 4 pounds, 10 ounce. Mason Dunlap and Carter Coro leads gaff top at 5 pounds, 12 ounces. So it's underway.
Right.
Lots of fish are out there.
Right.
Go to where the freshwater's not, and it runs all the way through Labor Day Monday.
Well, it's just, it's like we say, it's an insurance policy to sign up for this tournament. Do you have off the top of your head the website to sign up?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I tell you what, when we get to the Coastal Report...
Our research department will get it for you.
We'll get it.
We'll get it to you, okay?
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Best Bets, Outdoor Report.
Yay!
Find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This is Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D, for decades. The original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980 plus. The blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got models I've had over 20 years still doing their job. The blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie downs, other accessories at
blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And visit one of the local dealers of the blind products, like Ebar Feeds in Gonzales, as well as Hallettsville, West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo, or Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Koontz and one in Buna.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are our two best days of the week. Monday's a good one. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they slip to fair. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are two more good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from mid-afternoon until either side of sunset. On Thursday and Friday, a major time shift occurs, beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise, continuing to forage until mid-morning. Next Saturday and Sunday, this most active period occurs from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. On Friday, June the 14th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a single tide as the only tide of the day. Sunday through Wednesday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday has a double tide schedule of two high and two lows. Friday, a three tide day with two low tides, just one high. Next Saturday and Sunday, each have a double tide schedule.
Whatever that was, I hope it's not kitchen.
No, it's just a kolache.
No. All right, I want you to know that On the Coast is brought to you by Boat Stop Storage. Have you heard of the massive Boat Stop Complex expansion? Well, it started with Boat Stop Storage and continues to grow and serve the needs of Coastal Bend residents and visitors. Boat Stop Storage is located on the mainland and Flower Bluff before crossing the JFK Causeway off Walden and Graham Road. These super clean and spacious units come in 30, 35, 40, and 80-foot length. GFI outlets are in all units. There are 5 boat wash bays, security personnel, and excellent customer service. Boat Stop Storage members also have access to Boat Stop Marinas located on Laguna Shores Road that allows launching to the east side of the Upper Laguna Madre, Intercoastal Waterway, Packery Channel, and other game fish destination during operational hours with convenient vehicle and trailer parking. How about a secure place to store your beach buggy, 4x4, UTV, or all that extra gear? Boat Stop Storage is conveniently located to accommodate and access when needed. Also available are walk-in storage units. Boat Stop is the coastal development with vision that accommodates storage needs, boat launching, and for RVers, visit Sunset Ridge RV Resort. For more information, visit BoatStopStorage.com. BoatStopMarina.com and SunsetRidgeRVResort.com. Call Boat Stop Storage at 361-937-2423. That's 361-937-2423. And I can tell you that on the Coastal Bend, they've gotten some rain, but they don't have the freshwater issues like in southwest Louisiana or in the upper Texas coast, because we don't have major rivers that really, once you get south of the Guadalupe River, that influence the Bay areas. That's the reason why they're called hypersaline. On the upper coast and over in Calcasieu,
I couldn't even get a
Who was that?
Something popped up on my phone. Anyway, where were we?
We were looking at southwest.
Big, large, beautiful complex.
No. We're beyond Boat Stop, man. We're talking about the great fishing that's actually available. And on the freshwater, just remember that you got to get below the freshwater to find salty water where the game fish are going to be located. So increase your jig head, Carolina rig it, and use a really short leader on it to get down, and then just inch your bait along. Redfish, obviously, are at the top of the list in and around Calcasieu and Sabine, the Galveston Bay complex. We're not having, that's not thunder.
I don't know what it is.
We're hearing all sorts of crazy things here in the city.
Cracking the ceiling up there. Yeah. I'm trying to figure what that is.
But what you're looking at is some great fishing. Flounder, lots and lots of reports are coming in from the upper coast on flounder. Now, mid-coast area, south of the Guadalupe River, you've got some good fishing in behind the barrier islands. Everybody talks about the great surf fishing that we've had. Well, with the winds that we've had, that's been roiled. So, you know, it's been off color, and the surf has not really been an option. But in behind protected areas or coves, then you're going to find some redfish, speckled trout. Here's one for you that I saw a report on Freeport. Mangrove snapper. That's pretty far north to have mangrove snapper in and around the Freeport Marina Basin. Okay. So, you know, got some redfish, you got some drum in there as well. On down to south of the JFK Causeway. Great fishing along the grass beds on the east side, mentioned Boat Stop Marina. Hey, along that east shoreline, you've got some great grass beds. You can run a crash channel all the way down to Peta Island and find some fishing. Look for slicks. Look for bait activity. There's all sorts of things to take your time and respond to. Baffin Bay has been a little bit off color, but in the land cut, there's been some good water and some good fishing. Ditto that at Port Mansfield and Port Isabel. Don't forget, red snapper season in federal water is open. And if you don't want to make that long run out, then fish out to 9 nautical miles in state waters.
Okay. Well, it's in East Texas. Catfish are spawning on good old Lake Conroe. When you find them, go to town. Target structure, ledges, points, humps. Baited areas from 5 to 40 feet of water are catching well using worms, cured liver, and punch bait. Fork, the channel cat's excellent. Bait should hold near timber in 18 to 25 feet close to a creek channel. Use cattle cubes or sour grain to attract and hold those fish. Trees, I have overnight roosting birds. They're a great place to make that honey hole. Lake of the Pines, channel cats are good in 10 to 20 feet on stinky bait. Crappie are good in 25 to 30 feet, timber and brush. Bass are good on points and brush piles with jigs, Texas rig worms, or drop shots. North of State Highway 155 Bridge in the grass, fish with buzz baits, whopper ploppers, or chatterbait. Nacogdoches. Bass are good on soft plastics, trick worms on a Carolina rig or a drop shot, deep diving crankbaits. Crappie are good using 1/8 ounce chartreuse and white crappie jigs. Sam Rayburn, crappie continue to roam in open water. Crappie are best on brush in 12 feet, but while the lake level is high, the brush piles are 16 to 18 feet deep. Catfish are good in 20 feet of water off points and creek channels with minnows and cut baits. Fayette. Bass are good near the dam in 8 to 15 feet of water on the bridges with Carolina rigworms and crankbaits. Somerville. Crappie are good on the brush piles in 10 to 20 feet of water and pilings biting minnows and small jigs. Catfish are good in 2 to 8 feet of water. Larger catfish on jug lines baited with shad or cut bait. That's what's working. Whitney. Catfish are good using cut shad on windy shorelines. Striped bass bite is improving, with some limits being caught on live shad in 20 to 35 feet of water.
Heading to South Texas down Del Rio Way, where black bass are good with 2 to 4-pound catches in 10 to 30 feet of water near submerged tree limbs and shallow running points. Shallow running crankbaits and small swim baits are good options, and find some hydrilla, work those same baits in and around them. Choke Canyon, catfish are good on cut bait or stink bait in 15 to 33 feet of water. Crappie are good in brush piles in 20 to 30 feet of water. Falcon. Bass are excellent with numbers being caught in 15 to 20 feet, cast into shallow rocky areas with deep diving crankbaits and football jigs. Brownwood, crappie to 11 inches are excellent under the docks on minnows in water 6 to 12 feet. Allen Henry, it's crappie time, 20 to 28 feet of water over brush. Ivy, good numbers of schoolie bass are being caught on small swim baits. That's going to be the pattern through summer. Crankbaits and 10-inch worms fish shallow early and late is your best option. In Meredith, we've got walleye that are excellent minnows, grubs, and other artificial baits. Lots of 14 to 15-inch fish are being caught on troll flicker shad.
Okay, Head to the Hill Country. Get that. That might be the phone. North to the Middle Lake is still muddy and stained on the south end. Striper fishing remains good using live shad as bait in 15 to 35 feet of water. Some limited topwater schools have been showing up, but have not been staying up for long. Canyon. Striper fishing is good in the mornings on swim baits and spoons. Largemouth bass can be caught on topwaters in the morning and then use a drop shot or Neko rig on deeper grass.
All right, before we go to the hunting section of this week's show, I want to let you know that that website that we didn't remember.
Ah.
It's not because we didn't remember. It's just because we're old.
A senior moment.
Yes, startournament.org. All right, on the hunting scene, two regulated seasons remain through August 31st. That's the South Zone javelina season and other open counties for squirrel. But my goodness, there's so much to hunt when you add in exotics and wild hogs.
Oh, yes.
And also, get out and practice. And we're going to be talking more about that in a bit. But ways to practice that are fun.
Right.
Going to simulate field,
absolutely,
you know, field situations, all right? On or off-road this week, Harold?
Anywhere I wanted to go. Okay.
That means it has a skid plate.
Oh, yes.
Ah.
And so much more. This is the 2024 Land Rover Defender 130 Outbound. Looks bad, and that's good. I mean, this is a great-looking vehicle because it harkens back to the early Defender, which was a mainstay for them forever and ever and ever. It's a midsize luxury SUV, but it's got all the goodies. The Carpathian gray outside looks cool because they have a matte scratch protectant over it. It looks sort of like a primer, but it's not. A little bit better than the primer, but it's just great looking. It's got a 3-liter six-cylinder gas engine, 396 horsepower, 405 pound-feet of torque, 8,200 pounds of towing. A lot of space, too. This thing is big enough to be three rows, but it's not. It's two. So you've got 47 cubic feet of storage with the back seats up, but with them down, 89 feet of cubic feet of storage in there. So that's really great. Electronic power assist steering, all-wheel drive with twin-speed transfer box, hill descent control, air suspension, adaptive dynamic air suspension, by the way, 20-inch wheels, all the safety stuff you would expect. This is a very capable vehicle, but it's amazingly good off the road, but still surprisingly quick and responsive and smooth on the highway. Got the premium cabin lighting on this thing, the extra off-road pack with electronic active differential, the upgrade with the 18-way heated and cool seats, the towing package. I mean, this thing is loaded to the gills, and this is Bob Vance money. Base at $84,000. But if you really want it, get the one that I was driving. $101,093 plus TTNL. Okay, and we know these things are expensive to repair, but if you can afford it, you can afford the repairs on these things. Really a beautiful vehicle, though. They did a great job on this. The 2024 Land Rover Defender 130 Outbound.
We're heading toward a break. Coming back will be Tom Claycomb III. Yes, TC3's here. We're going to talk about pre-hunting preparation.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olsalone, Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We talk about affordability, better than a 2.5 to 1.
Which over is interesting, because this is a free choice thing.
Yes, but the way God made these critters, they're going to eat what they need,
right?
And that, you know, and that's it.
And that's it. Yeah.
As opposed to continuing to eat, and you know, they'll get what they need. Also, fawns are hitting the ground right now, and need to have those does producing the milk, so those little critters can get their legs underneath them.
Well, I love the fact too that the pigs and the raccoons don't mess with this stuff, so that's much better than all the other programs.
That sounds like another savings right there.
That's right, it is.
All right. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com. Go to the website and find you a local dealer. Go to one of your local tractor supplies, and if you have a big order, give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to say.
Hmm.
We were supposed to be joined by Tom Claycomb III.
Right.
Actually, we did connect with Tom several times during the previous break.
Yeah.
And then we lost him. And I don't know whether it was weather or, you know, equipment,
it's
whatever.
Global warming. It's global warming.
So
it's all blame.
It's global warming. but gonna go through and give you some updates. Having worked with Tom and him been part of the Texas Outdoors Journal team,
right,
for I guess now about 8 years.
Yeah, and he is coming to Tyler soon, right?
So, he's coming to the God and the Great Outdoor Expo coming up July 12 through 14 at the Oil Palace. And let me tell you, this is a phenomenal. He's going to present several seminars, knife designs.
There you go.
And over the years, it comes from experience. And those of us that do this regularly,
right,
we continue to learn, and we learn from others, okay, as to what the best design is. Tom said he used to use 4 knives.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's down to 3.
Okay.
Okay. And very, very efficient. On a dove hunt and duck hunt that we did at 24 Outfitters last year, who is also going to be an exhibitor, you know, watched him do his best Benihana routine,
sure,
you know, filleting breast out,
right,
okay, getting them prepared. And then when it comes to sharpening, I'm just absolutely amazed at how sharp the knives are that he'll hand to you.
Sure.
You know, he's given me a few back when he was still with the meat packing plants as one of their general managers.
Right.
And I'm like, you can really hurt yourself with one of these things if you're not careful.
Well, it depends, because we've all been at it for quite a while, and it depends on how much hunting and how much processing you do, because I've always been a fan of a 3-3.5-inch blade with a drop point with a lot of belly in it for skinning.
Yeah.
And preparing and quartering and that kind of thing. But then if you need to go further, the caping knife, if you want to get around the eyes and that kind of stuff for preservation for your mounts and so on. But historically, also found, stainless is great, and it holds an edge a little longer than the high carbon, but it doesn't sharpen as – I never seem to be like it sharpens as well. The old high carbon steels, you may have to touch them up more, but boy, they get sharp.
Absolutely. And during the seminars, particularly the knife ones, he will mm-hmm. be having a number of giveaways. And then when he's not presenting seminars, he's going to have his own booth right next door to the Texas Outdoors Journal booth.
Okay.
Visiting with folks, doing the other demonstrations. So it's really going to be great.
Well, also he gets into cooking and processing for that.
And he also likes lever action rifles.
Yes.
Which tight quarters.
Right.
For folks listening to us in East Texas, or if your property you hunt on has tight cover,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you what, lever action rifle is just great.
And they're back.
Oh, they were in a
big way.
There's
so many more on the market now, right?
And he works very closely, as we do, with Henry Rifles, and will be putting on a number of seminars about lever action rifles. So, that's a start.
Yeah.
But now we need to take another break.
Right.
And when we come back, we'll continue previewing upcoming hunting season prep and the GATGO Expo.
Yes.
Right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of 100 prizes in 7 divisions. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Transport, Dargo Boats, and Lone Star Beer. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
We continue our conversation on preseason hunting prep. And let me tell you what, again, it always starts with practice.
No, it starts with ammo.
Actually, at the range, you're right. You're right. Take the firearm.
Yeah.
How many different loads have you gone through to try to figure out
bunches.
Which one works
better? And barrels like certain loads better. I mean, that's the thing, especially if you get a new rifle. Then you need to really get out there and really practice with different ones. But also, an old rule is like, I've sighted in, and this is the way I want it with this box of ammunition. Use what's left in that box when you go hunting.
Yes.
Because you change a lot and just change a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
I had it happen once. I did a situation of hunts in 2 different states on one trip.
Right.
But the same rifle. It was .06, but I had 2 different kinds of ammo that I wanted to try out. So I did one, and then I go to this next location. And say, well, I want to get on paper. Well, I said, no, because I'm using a different box of ammunition. And, same weight bullet, but just a different configuration bullet, a different manufacturer. And at 50 yards, I was like a foot off.
Yeah. No, it's a big difference.
Right.
And where do you find the lot number?
Where?
Used to be inside the lip of the box. When you open it, it's stamped right there.
Yeah.
And also, when you buy ammunition, open those boxes and buy a whole bunch of the same lot, once you figure out what works.
Correct.
So, talking about the God and the Great Outdoors Expo coming to the Oil Palace in Tyler, July 12th through the 14th. Mm-hmm. This is the 4th annual for this.
But it's grown, so this is a new location for it, right?
It's doubled in size.
Yeah.
This is a new location, that's for sure. It's doubled in size. Talked to Tom Williams, the promoter, earlier this week, and he's scrambling trying to squeeze all the exhibitors in. They're now to a wait list.
Okay.
Okay? The events and attractions. David Blanton, from Realtree, Bill Jordan's right-hand guy, is going to be there. Besides Tom Claycomb, you've got just a great array of exhibitors. G2 Ranch, okay?
Right.
24 Outfitters out of Winners. You've got The Blind. James Franks will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's some other people that, but those just come to mind right off the bat. Then you've got local fishing guides, and Tom Fairclough and Nick LeBrun will be there. So there's plenty of stuff. And here's the neat thing. They've got weekend passes that they sell, and they're good for in and out for the whole weekend.
Oh, that's good.
And they just added an initial list, and this is partial, and it'll grow over the next few weeks, of giveaways and raffles. This includes a upland bird hunting package from Pompey Creek Ranch that is southeast of Brownwood, rod and reel combos for the kids, Flat Creek Ranch youth hog hunt, and a youth duck hunt, food plot seeds by East Texas Seed Company, and then a varmint-proof deer feeder. So, you know, that's really, really very, very exciting.
Season prep, though.
Yeah, back to season prep. We don't talk enough about boots, and I know that a lot of the boot manufacturers say, oh, you don't need to break them in. No, oh, yes, you do.
I'm sure you do.
Yes, you do.
Some are better than others, but, yeah.
Right. But still, what you're going to look for when you're breaking in boots is any hot spot, and the hot spot ends up becoming a blister.
Right.
And what you can do during the break-in process is maybe put some moleskin over that spot and continue to break it in, and then as the boot becomes fitted and forming to your foot, those hot spots are going to be coming less and less and less.
Well, if that boot's leather, too, treat it first. Black Rock is one of my favorite things, but there's plenty of stuff out there. Picard, there's a lot of great things out there. But go ahead and treat it first. Don't scuff it up and then now I'll do it. No. Do it before you do it because it softens it up. It helps it break in.
Sure. For different people of different stature, like Harold and I are,
yes,
we have got to buy our camo and our hunting gear early.
Right.
You know, for the sizes that you would wear sell out early. So do the sizes that I wear sell out early. You average people,
bless
you're
your
in
hearts.
Luck, it's you know. But still, if the camo has been faded or washed, it's time to replace.
Right.
It's just real simple. If you're not using a face mask, consider adding that to your repertoire. If you're not using gloves in certain situations, and really probably most, get you some gloves that have the long cuff so that, and for goodness sakes, do not wear white or blue socks, okay? Go with black, or a brown.
Preferably merino wool. Those are great. I have something that's been my experience that people, you think about, okay, if you got feeders, and there's a certain point where you're going to start your feeders, right?
Sure.
But right now, check those feeder batteries. After our great winter storm, I lost every battery on my ranch.
Really?
Every battery.
Really?
Yeah, every one of them. Huh. And there's nothing worse than already, I'm just going to a month ahead, and I'm going to put a bunch of corn in and stuff like that, and then you sit in your blind, and it don't go off. You need to check those things.
Talking about sitting in the blind,
and
this is one reason why we're so partial. I'm particularly partial of the VersaBlind, is the vertical orientation of windows.
Right.
But get you a shooting stick. Most of the horizontal blinds, think about it. Somebody puts a folding chair or an old office chair or something, and I sit in it, and then Harold comes in and sits in it, and it's not really right for either one of us.
Right.
But what gets you some shooting sticks, and there's room.
I'm going to say compliment the blind, though, because, of course, I've had them forever and ever. Their swivel chairs are wonderful.
They are.
And quiet. And quiet. Yeah.
But to be able to have a rest that you can rely on as opposed to trying to put a glove or a handkerchief or even the saddle over the window, have a shooting stick so that you can adjust up and down.
Yeah, have you used the Primo's trigger stick?
I don't like them.
You don't?
No. Here's the reason why. The concept is good.
Yeah.
And I've used several of them.
Right.
But the reason why I've used several of them is they break.
Oh, I haven't had one break on me yet.
Okay. Once they break.
What are you hitting with them?
No, I'm not hitting anything with them. It's just over time, the rubber band, or the tubing that's in there.
Right, okay.
It will dry up, and it'll break.
Okay.
I've gone simple, and I use Bogg, B-O-G-G.
Okay.
And I use a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it as a monopod with all three legs together.
Right.
You cannot deploy the third leg.
Mm-hmm.
And use the two legs as a bipod.
Right.
Or you can use it as a traditional tripod.
Okay.
Cool. So, I mean, you know, I know Will, and it was great, and we all used it when they first came out.
Mm-hmm.
But quite honestly, if you're not going to use it much, and if it's going to be in a controlled environment,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
But if you're going to hunt a lot and use it, then keep it simple.
Well, maybe they've improved them since then.
Well, I don't know. You know, maybe. There is always improvement. Here's something, and I mentioned this in an upcoming article, and mm-hmm. I'll share it now.
Right.
If you're going to upgrade, you know, not all of us are like Vance here. You know,
okay.
I mean, he's, you know, got money. You
right.
know,
okay.
Buy any vehicle that you talk about.
Right.
But how about increasing or improving on the equipment you're using?
Right.
Binoculars comes to mind.
Absolutely.
Okay, or scope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the old adage on scopes of, you know, put the best scope on a rifle mm-hmm. you can afford. You
well,
know?
But they've been getting better and better and better. Technology has shifted gears, too. And so, you know, they used to think, oh, it's got to be Furin. No, not anymore. I mean, there's a lot of great American scope makers now coming up with some really good products at really good prices.
Yeah. And when it comes to binoculars, sometimes just increasing the objective, maybe you'll go from an 8 power to a 10,
uh-huh.
but the objective may have been smaller and you
right.
get up to a 42.
Mm-hmm.
50 gets a little bit heavy,
yep.
but my suggestion always is I resisted going uh-huh. to a binocular harness.
Right.
But let me tell you, I like them.
Sure.
You know, because it distributes the weight better, and it's right there.
Right there. You know where it is when you need it. Yeah.
You know.
I still, for most people, like I say, the objective, the bigger the better. But 8 power has always been my favorite, because the more power you get, the more the wiggles show up.
Yeah. Well, and quite honestly, as we get older,
mm-hmm.
you know, you may have increased to a 10. Maybe now you need to back off to an 8.
Right.
And the increased glass, while we say early and late, you need the better objective to be able to see animals
Absolutely.
Moving.
And that's my thing, the like the red dot scope, stuff like that. I mean, there's
right.
some wonderful things out there, but they don't light gather. And so I don't like them for hunting at all.
Sure. Again, our guest that we were going to have today, Tom Claycomb III, he, along with a great lineup of speakers, are going to be at the God and the Great Outdoors Expo at the Tyler Oil Palace, July 12 through 14. Their website is pretty easy to remember. It's GATGO Expo. That's GATGO Expo, EXPO.com. And check it out. And check their website out frequently. I know that our Tyler affiliate is going to be talking a lot about them as we get closer, and that's KTBB. Just really, really excited to be a part of it, being a sponsor, and Tom and I both look forward to seeing you all there.
Come by and say howdy.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we've still got more Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go. On June 13th, the East Texas chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Tyler. Going to be at the Tyler Rose Garden Center. For information on that, go to rmef.org. Remember, June 16th, Father's Day, statewide. Take Dad outside and do something, okay? And through September 2nd, of course, the great 2024 CCA Star Tournament is going on statewide. Sign up for this thing at ccatexas.org and go fishing or hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more, and kits that contain like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, hold a charge for 7 years, plus these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, TEXAS20, hybridlight.com.
Once again, apologize for whatever the reason we couldn't maintain a connection with Tom Claycomb III. We will try to reschedule him later on. But again, coming up July 12th through the 14th at the Oil Palace in Tyler, Texas, the fourth annual GATGO Expo, God and the Great Outdoors, will be held, and Tom will be presenting seminars on knives, knife sharpening, and using lever action rifles. other attractions,
yeah.
Lots for the kids. Like a BB gun target and archery target.
Okay.
You've got a junior angler fish tank, petting zoo, bounce house, Gator Country Roadshow. That's not for the kids.
Is there an age limit on the bounce house? I haven't done that in a long time.
No, but you could probably pass, and get in. Plus a whole lot more. So, again, July 12th through the 14th, come see all of us at the 4th Annual GATGO Expo.
And do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out the website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there. Plus, we archive the show. So you go, what did they say? Well, just, click on and listen to our show, and there it is, all right? And also, of course, we're on, Spotify and Apple CarPlay and Facebook, and gosh, we're everywhere. Spread the word, okay? Find us, like us, share us, all right? Be safe out there. Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.